welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is, there is healing in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 3, Peter and John went into the temple one afternoon for the daily prayer meeting. As they were approached the temple, they saw a man lame from birth carried along the street and laid beside the temple gate. As Peter and John were passing by, he asked them for some money. They looked at him intently, and then Peter said, "Look here, we don't have any money for you, but I'll give you something else. I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And then Peter took the lame man by his hand and pulled him to his feet. And as he did, the man's feet and ankle bones were healed and strengthened so that he came up with a leap and began walking. Then, praising God, he went into the temple. And when the people inside saw him walking and heard him praising God, they were surprised. All of them rushed out to Solomon's hall, where he was holding tightly to Peter and John. Naomi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you today?
Praise the Lord. In victory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we're talking about healing in the name of Jesus, Naomi. I know you know something about that. Healing in
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Hello. Hello.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Would you like to talk about healing?
Oh, my goodness. That's my favorite subject of all of 2018, Charlene. Healing.
Amen.
And there is power. There is healing in the name of Jesus. I learned that for myself not so long ago. I took the time to read the red letters of Jesus in the Bible, and I took the time to call on the name of Jesus. No other name. It has to be the name of Jesus. And it's not just a five-letter word we recite at the end of our prayer. It's not just a five-letter word we pronounce in our church services. It is a name that has power, spiritual power to heal us. I know it all too well. And also, not only does it heal our bodies when we use it correctly, it heals our minds. How many of you have had nightmares in the middle of the night? You felt like something was getting at you that you couldn't get away from, something negative, something devilish, something demonic. Well, all you have to do is call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, just keep saying Jesus. And even if you can't say it out of your mouth at that time, because sometimes our nightmares cause us to have physical paralysis temporarily, call on the name of Jesus. There's healing and there's power in the name of Jesus. And two things, as I always say, cannot occupy the same place at the same time. If you call on the name of Jesus, the devil must flee. Amen.
Amen. Naomi, you know, I've been seeing so many children listening to demonic voices and the voices are telling them to kill themselves or to try to hurt somebody else or something like that. What do you say to them, Naomi? Is that God speaking to them? Because a lot of people will say, well, God spoke to me and told me to kill myself or take these pills or do this or do that. What do you think?
No, absolutely not. Jesus is divine. God is divine. God is good and Jesus is good. God is positive and Jesus is positive. If you're hearing something telling you to kill yourself, it's not of God. It's absolutely not of God because Jesus represents life and life more abundantly. Jesus represents hope, not suicide or killing yourself. Jesus represents positivity, not negativity. Jesus is life. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, some mothers, you know, they might feel, you know, that they can't get through to the children. And they don't know that the children are going through something that is so severe that the mom might not even understand or the husband or the father might not know. Well, what would you say to the parents? How could they help their children to fight off all of this demonic attacks that are coming over our children?
Amen. You know, today's parent must know we are living in such perilous times. And parents, you must, number one, pray for your family and your children and your household. Number two, you have to walk the life that Jesus would have you to walk. Number three, you have to walk the life and be an example. And number three, if possible, you have to teach your children to walk the life. You have to teach them, physically teach them, not just assume they're going to get it one day. You have to teach them. Take them to a Bible-believing church. I didn't say any church. Take them to a Bible-believing church, one that confirms in your spirit, that will lift up the name of Jesus Christ, because the name of Jesus Christ heals. The name of Jesus Christ has power. So that's what I would say to parents. You have to teach your kids. You have to be an example. And you have to be a prayer warrior in your household and within your family. And fight the devil with your spiritual weapons, which we'll talk about one day. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And Naomi, you know what my dad did for me? He taught me the Word of God. He showed me the Bible when I was only 4 years old. And he showed me all the red words. And he would tell me, this is what Jesus said. If you don't believe anything, believe on Jesus. And he taught me the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. That means don't hurt anybody and don't hurt yourself.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
That is a commandment from God. He doesn't want anybody to kill, steal, rob, destroy. He wants us to have life and life abundantly, and the abundant life comes through knowing Jesus and knowing what he likes, what is good and what is bad. I didn't know that. I didn't like it when I heard the Ten Commandments, but you know what? I respected it because my dad
Amen.
Respected it. My dad
Amen.
Respected it. Amen. Friends, Peter did what Jesus said before he went back to heaven. What did Jesus say to them? Use my name, which has power to save, to heal, to deliver, to restore. The name of Jesus has power. If you don't know anything about the Bible, you can use the word Jesus. And that's why the devil hates that name. He don't want the churches to talk about Jesus. He don't want you to know who Jesus is. The devil Amen. Wants you to be in the dark and have no way out. But he's a liar, and he cannot deceive our children. He has to let them go because we are going to cry and pray and seek his face, and our children are going to see that, and they're going to follow us. Amen. Philippians 4, 2:8-11 says, Jesus humbled himself even further, going so far as actually to die a criminal's death on the cross. How did you get saved? Because the blood of Jesus was shed on the cross. Yet it was because of this that God raised him up to the heights of the heaven and gave him a name, the name of Jesus, which is above every other name, that in the name of Jesus every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Friends, have you heard this message? Jesus is a real man that lived on the earth. How did he get here? God sent him because he loves you. And he wants you to come to know him as your father. You didn't have a father. You didn't have a mother. You have a Father in heaven who loves you and wants you to live. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to know him and to know that he loves you. And he, if you were the only person in the world, he would die for just you. Amen. Say this prayer. Lord, right now I don't know who you are. I never heard your name. There's a lot of people have not heard the name of Jesus. But I know that this is the truth. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. And I want him in my life. I accept Jesus right now in my heart. And I believe with my heart that God has raised him up for this purpose. And Lord, I thank you, Father God. I ask you to forgive me for my sins. And I forgive anyone who ever hurt me in my life. And I thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you for writing my name in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen.